I'm joined by very talented singer and very persistent man, Trent Bell. G'day, Trent.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Now, I say persistent because you were in X Factor like 3 years in a row, right?
Yeah, that's it.
You just kept coming back.
That's my story, right?
Yeah.
They couldn't say no. Well, they did say no, but I just couldn't say no.
Yeah, exactly. But it obviously did a lot for your career, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely great exposure, great publicity, and I wouldn't change it for the world, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you did obviously get better every year, and we can even see how far you've come now with your new EP. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, why, thank you. I hope I got better every year.
Definitely, definitely.
had to kind of push myself, that's for sure. But yeah, the EP, you know, finally a solo EP, mini album, seven tracks, and it's really just all about love and life and mainly relating to everyone else out there, not just myself, but I wrote it to relate to friends and family and other people that just want to listen to music. So, yeah, it's a bit of everything, but if you have a listen to it, it's called Hold On. The EP is called Hold On, and it just relates to everything in your own life. And yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a bit of fun. I've looked at your film clips as well. You hanging around with some hot chicks and, you know, looks a bit of fun.
Yeah, that was a bonus, that's for sure.
Yeah, very catchy, cool stuff. Now, I can't not talk about The Collective, though. Are you still talking to those boys?
We are still in touch, that's for sure. Especially Will's over in LA at the moment.
Yeah.
We keep in touch regularly, and we've got Julian down in Adelaide and sometimes off in LA. He's a bit mysterious, that fella. I don't know what he's up to, but it'll be good to find out soon. But yeah, Zach's nearly finished the electrician trade, and Jaden and I, you know, we're in touch all the time, so it's still best friends.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, William's on our new song by Jonas Blue that we've been playing a lot called Mama. Have you heard that?
Oh, definitely. Matt, I've been in touch with Jonas Blue actually, and it's so funny. I think Will was just rubbing it in that he can get a song with Jonas. So it was pretty cool to hear that.
Oh, it's massive.
Oh, it's a great song. Unreal.
Very good stuff.
Especially getting into the top 10, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously you guys have got that One Direction comparison a lot. I'm betting you get that a lot. And now that they've broken up, you're probably thinking there's a similar thing there. Do you know which One Directioner you are?
Yeah, look, I'm actually digging Harry Styles. His style.
Yeah, like, exactly.
The thing is, it's kind of more like a 70s vibe as well. And, you know, I was always into the Beatles. I was always into, you know, NSYNC and that. And I think he's going to bring in some really good stuff soon.
Yeah.
I think he's going to sneak some different pop music into there later as well.
Yeah, people comparing him to like John Lennon and stuff. So yeah, that's amazing
comparison. Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm thinking if you are paired with someone in the group, I don't know the connection between One Direction and you, but did you know about Liam Payne marrying Sheryl Crow?
No.
So she was the judge on the X Factor there. So when he showed up, he gave her a little cheeky wink and then ended up marrying her and having a kid with her. Now, when you showed up on X Factor, Natalie Bassingthwaite, she took a real liking to you, didn't she?
Yeah, you could say there's a similarity there, but unfortunately she was already taken, so I couldn't really make the deed.
Yeah, I did look at that. I was like, oh, well, she was taken. You had no chance.
Come to think of it, Liam did have that going. Can't believe that happened.
That's a bit of a comparison. I thought we could at least do that. But speaking of your love life, I don't want to get too personal, but you are the hot boy of the band, they would say. I think they gave that out a lot.
Crack.
Yeah. So, are you single?
No, I'm not actually. I've got a lovely girl up in North Queensland, and she's just got a dental job. So I moved back up north just to support her, and I'm flying in and out for music. So you could say it's a bit of a distance relationship, but it's going really well.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. I mean, unfortunately, you're breaking hearts all across the border because
I know, right?
You know, maybe we'll cut that bit out. So
It does not stop me from performing on stage, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Anyone out in the audience, not at all.
You'll make them feel like you're singing just to them, like Mel B felt.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Casting couch kind of vibe.
Yeah, that was a weird comment, but all right. So the show is this Friday at the SSNA. You've been all across Australia as well. You're going all across Australia. How's that going?
Oh, it's unreal. Probably nearly halfway. I think Albury will be the halfway point to my tour. I think about 20, there was about 19, 20 shows. And yeah, Albury this, it's the 14th. So it should be good. SSNA Club, Starlight Room. Can't wait. Regional and major cities. So I'm really excited for that.
Awesome. How do we get tickets?
Yeah, look, just head to my website. It's www.trentbellofficial.com. and then you'll see all the venues, and then you click on the Albury one, and also hitting in Victoria, Shepparton and Ballarat as well, just after them too.
Yeah, awesome. That's pretty close to us too. So, all right, well, it looks like it's going to be a massive show Friday at the SSNA, and we're looking forward to it. Thanks for talking to me, Trent.
Can't wait. Thanking you.